Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, July 30th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday to you and Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
He's actually heading on vacay next week to Myrtle Beach, which he's been less than thrilled about, but he's actually off for 2 weeks in a row, which is huge.
Yeah.
Better than getting up at four.
It's not my idea. It's not ideal, but Jason and I both have to send our kids off at the same time. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that the following week. It's all a mess. But
yeah,
and my computer's not working this morning. Not very happy, so not a very good day.
Well, we got the boys behind the glass, Matt and Matt. I know that one Matt Cahill is thrilled because the Washington Wizards drafted another Zag.
Yeah, I think I'm the only happy DC sports fan today.
Hey, which Wi-Fi works? Is that one working? The CBCI one?
Yeah. Huh? Doesn't seem to be working here yet, but it works on one of my computers.
You got to get another computer. I was telling you that Costco's got some good ones for about $600.
Yeah.
You can get a nice little Dell or an HP for $600.
Well, I've been here since 5:31 here. I was in the basement earlier, but I've been in here for 31 minutes, and I haven't been able to pull up one website yet.
Oh, yeah.
31 minutes.
Oh, well, you can always come on this side and just look at mine.
The good thing is, on a Friday show, before football season, there's a lot to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Huge day in DC sports history. We'll be talking about it throughout the show today. But you had the NBA draft, and we knew we were going to have the NBA draft. And we were talking about whether Beal would be on the move, and it ends up being Russell Westbrook. So we'll talk about what that means for the Washington Wizards, all the moves they made, the draft choices, but even bigger is the surprise. And we started talking about it a couple days ago, that not only Max Scherzer was dealt, but it looks like Scherzer and Trey Turner on the move to the Dodgers to go along with Kyle Schwarber, who was dealt, to go along with their top two relievers and Brad Hand and Daniel Hudson. It was just a massive retool.
Yeah,
for the Washington Nationals.
Sell off Central, and maybe Mike's not done. You know, he still has a few hours today.
But what it tells me, especially with the Trey Turner stuff, and we talked about it, and we just thought it sounded crazy, but when those reports came out, that told me they knew they weren't going to be able to re-sign him.
Peter Gammons was on it.
Peter Gammons nailed it.
Yep.
He was available, and Mike can say whatever he wants.
Sell, sell, sell.
He knew he was not going to be able to re-sign Trey Turner whenever his contract came up, so he did the next best thing, and he got rid of him, you know, where he's still going to be able to get some decent value. Like Scherzer, when you get rid of Scherzer and you only got 2 months left, you're not getting great value. You're getting something.
Yeah.
With Trey, you're getting something.
Well,
right?
You got the Dodgers' top two prospects.
Yeah.
Did they have to trade Trey Turner, though?
Yes.
Like, you still have a year and a half with Trey Turner.
They had to. They had
you get a better
haul. Stars. Yeah.
You get a better.
I understand you
package.
Get a better haul, but are you going to get a haul that equals Trey Turner?
Well, we don't
that
know.
That remains to be unseen.
We have no idea.
Yeah, likely.
I heard
you have to get stars.
I heard a former GM yesterday on the radio say that he thinks Turner's a top 10 player.
Of course.
Yeah, no, Turner's
He's
unbelievable.
Probably the second best shortstop in the game behind Tatis.
JP, well, you're not going to get equal value. I don't think you are. But if you know you're going to lose them, you got to get the absolute most that you can in return, because otherwise you're just going to trade him in a year, year and a half anyway.
I was hoping they would get an already established player, a Gavin Lux, a Chris Taylor. I mean, the Dodgers have so many big names. They have so many all-stars now. When you think about Bellinger, Muncy, Turner, Scherzer. Two Turners, Justin Turner and Trey Turner.
And Turner's taking Seager's spot.
Mookie Betts. I mean, they're loaded with players. Seager. Seager will be back this week or next weekend.
He'll be gone next year, though. I think he's a free agent.
Possibly.
So they basically get Trey Turner, who's better than Seager. I mean, but Seager's an all-star.
Seager's really good.
That shortstop has been really good.
They've got
part
so
of their championship
many...
team. But... they went all in this year on the sell-off. You know, when we had Rizzo on last week, or maybe it was the week before, he said that there have been times when they've done both. And they've never been in this situation where they felt like they're completely out of it and they're just going to retool. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. We'll start with the Nationals, and we will talk to Chelsea Janes, writer for the Washington Post, covers the Nationals and Major League Baseball. She's going to jump on at 7:20, but a complete sell-off. And to kind of go through some of the moves, it started with Brad Hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Brad Hand was first dealt to the Blue Jays in exchange for a catcher, Riley Adams.
Yeah.
Hand, disappointing year for them. Adams is a 25-year-old catcher, made his major league debut in June, just 28 at-bats, career batting average 262.
Yeah, he's only played in 12 games this year.
They trade Kyle Schwarber away to the Red Sox.
Correct.
And they get a guy named Aldo Ramirez, who's just 20. He's a pitcher. He's playing in low A Salem right now.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 with the 2.03 ERA, 32 strikeouts against 8 walks, allowed just one home run in 31 innings pitched. Over his last 3 starts, he's got 14 consecutive scoreless innings. So somebody that's young, they're high on. He's small, 6 feet, 180 pounds.
Yeah.
Throws gas.
Look, he's young, he's 20.
Which one are you talking about? Ramirez?
Aldo Ramirez. Uh-huh. So that is
and you're not
going to
get
deal.
A ton for guys who are pending free agents.
Right. You'll be lucky if any of these guys
teams are
contribute.
Renting for a couple months.
You'll be lucky. You're just taking shots. You're taking shots here.
Yeah.
So that is the Schwarber deal. Then they dealt arguably their best reliever in Daniel Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Hudson goes to the Padres, and what the Nationals get in return is another pitcher, Mason Thompson. Thompson is the number 9 prospect in San Diego's minor league system, mm-hmm. according to MLBpipeline.com, and number 15 per Baseball America. He's 4-3 with a 5.34 ERA. Or AAA El Paso. So he's in high minors. Not great numbers.
Right.
But he's thought highly of. And they also got an infielder in Jordy Barley.
Jordy Barley, yeah.
Jordy Barley.
Yep.
Who's.
So you just hope that.
Nobody knows who any of these guys
well,
are.
Well, just to throw it out there, he's 21. And he hit .240 with 8 doubles, 2 triples, 8 homers, 28 RBIs in low A Lake Elmore.
The only guys that you can be excited about are the two top prospects from the Dodgers.
Right.
And Josiah Gray was the top prospect in the Dodgers system. They brought him up, excuse me. They brought him up a couple weeks ago because Bauer obviously suspended. Kershaw was hurt. They got some pitching issues in LA. So they brought him up probably a little bit earlier than they wanted to. I think he's only pitched in 2 games, 1 start. And then the Kerbert Ruiz kid, he's number 2 in their system. So those are the guys you have to be excited about. Josiah Gray will be a starter. He'll be in the rotation next year. He's going to be in the rotation this year.
Yeah. The catcher, though, who's supposed to be very well thought of,
yeah.
I'm sure he's great, but I looked at his numbers. He doesn't have overwhelming numbers.
So they picked up two catchers.
Yes. But this one is the higher prospect.
I don't know. I don't think they needed to trade Trey this year. Even if you know he's probably gone, you can milk him another year and trade him at the trade deadline next year.
But then you get
less. That was the surprising thing.
Then you get less.
Yeah, you're going to get less.
That's the thing. If you want to maximize your value, your return for Trey, and these are all, I mean, long shots, you got to get rid of him now.
Yeah.
And they knew they weren't going to be able to resign because there's no way they wanted to just let him go. There's no way.
Eric, I can't tell you how many texts I got yesterday from friends who said, I can understand Max going.
I can't understand
but
Trey.
But why are they trading Trey?
Because they knew they couldn't resign
him. And I keep telling them, ownership picks and chooses who they want to sign to long-term deals.
Basically, they're saying Soto's untouchable. Everybody else, go ahead and get.
I don't know that they're saying that.
I don't know if Soto's untouchable.
I'm assuming
you would hope.
But there's a lot of people that are assuming the same thing's going to happen with Soto.
Yeah. Now, you don't have to worry about him for a couple more years, maybe three.
But unless they do a Trey thing.
Well, then you're getting a bigger package for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's a freak. But I have no idea if they're going to be able to re-sign Juan Soto because they've balked at everybody else. And the only guy they gave a big deal to, I mean, it's not really fair because they gave a lot of money to Scherzer. They gave a lot of money to Corbin.
Yep. And to Strauss.
And to Strauss.
They chose
now.
To give the big money to the pitchers.
It's still pretty stunning. They had four All-Stars this year. Three of them have been traded. They traded away three All-Stars. And we expected it for Max. And it's really a shame. Look, Max went out yesterday and balled because that's what he's done his entire career. For the Nationals, we really got to just thank him for his service. He had an amazing run. World Series, couple of Cy Youngs, couple of no-hitters, 20 strikeout game. Think about what he delivered during his run here with the Washington Nationals.
Yep. 92 wins. 92 of his 183 wins.
It's almost it became a fait accompli, within the last 48 hours he was gone. So I'm already reconciled it.
Yeah.
He had a great career.
You were already prepared for that.
Yeah, great career. And I'm rooting for him.
Trey, I texted Rizzo myself. I said, if you trade Trey, I'll be devastated.
Oh, he didn't respond to you.
Oh, zippy response. But I did tell him that my daughters love Trey Turner. Love him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I thought he and Soto were two guys you could really build around. Obviously, I'm wrong. The Dodgers got two really, really good players. Remember, the Dodgers are looking up at the Giants. Lost again last night 4-0. They're chasing the Giants. Yep. They don't want to play in a wild card. They're thinking that these two guys put them over the top and win the division for them. And they can do a lot with Trey Turner because he can play short. He can play second. Maybe they move him to the outfield. The Dodgers have so many pieces now. They went out and got Danny Duffy from the Royals, so they added another starting pitcher. So they were desperate for starters. But, man, the question is, did you get enough for Trey?
That remains to be seen. Catcher turns into be an all-star catcher.
Sure.
And some of these prospects that they've added around it, maybe it's the right
What's
move.
What makes him an all-star catcher, though? Because I looked at his numbers again. I think he has the max of 16 dingers. So he's not a huge power hitter.
Right.
I mean, he has the power. Is he a great defensive catcher? Is that his deal? Is he unbelievable with the pitchers? Because I was looking at it going, why is this guy so highly rated?
Well, you also have to remember.
They signed him when he was 16.
Well, hold on a second. He hit 16 homers in 52 games.
Yeah, right, I saw that.
All right, so.
But if you look at the whole thing, I think that's the most he's had in any one year.
Granted, but
add them all up.
But don't just go by the number. I mean, look at how many games he's playing. Those are pretty good numbers in 52 games.
Okay,
and
he'll come up and hit 40.
And he hit .311 in AAA Oklahoma City. So he can hit. Apparently, he can hit for average. He can hit for power. Maybe he's a good defensive catcher. He's number two in their system.
I know.
And
I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it, though.
But again,
I didn't think the numbers were that amazing.
But Trey Bay is... You've seen Trey now for a few years. You know what Trey can do.
Trey's like a borderline MVP candidate.
He's borderline top 10 player in baseball.
Yeah. So
I don't know how Nats fans feel. I mean, I guess you were kind of resigned to the fact that Max was going to go, but Trey is a different story.
Trey was the one that shocked you.
But look, this is not Mike's. Mike would love to keep Trey.
I guarantee he wanted to.
Ownership refuses to pay these huge contracts. He's probably going to be in the ballpark of $320 to $340 million when he's a free agent.
Well, I don't think Mike was honest on the show this week when he said that it would have to be an overwhelming offer to trade Turner. It wasn't an overwhelming offer.
Definitely wasn't an overwhelming offer.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed to trade Trey.
Like I said, I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. I was hoping that Trey Bay gets you their top two prospects, plus you're getting an everyday player, someone you can plug and play right now.
Well, I'm hoping that they have some everyday players, a rotation player.
Well, I mean, that could be a few years down the road.
Correct.
Now, Gray probably steps in right now and is in your rotation. All right. I don't know about Ruiz, because I mean, unless they trade Gomes and Avila, if they trade their catchers today, but Gray is going to be in your rotation.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll open up the phone lines. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. As I mentioned, Chelsea James covers Major League Baseball and the Nationals for the Washington Post. She'll join us at 720 to give us some insight. Also, it's a Friday. We got best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. Brian McClellan's going to join us, the GM of the Washington Capitals. They've made some moves in the last week. Of course, Ovi re-signs. It's a five-year deal. They traded away Brendan Dillon, brought back Vitek Vanacek. So we'll talk to Brian McClellan about all that. And Chris Miller on the Wizards, covers the Wizards for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 920, and we'll get into that next. What the Wizards did, Russell Westbrook on the move, the guys they bring in from the Lakers, and the draft. That's next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, all year celebrating our 25th anniversary. Presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. We did the Facebook Live at 7 o'clock yesterday, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. And we were getting ready for the NBA draft. And by the time we were doing the show at 7, we had heard the rumors, and it wasn't official. I still don't know if it's official. But the Wizards have moved Russell Westbrook. He was here for 1 year. He was exciting. I loved watching him play. Led him to the playoffs. Great second half of the season. But huge contract between he and Bradley Beal. I mean, they were looking at $80 to $90 million a year.
Right.
So they move Russell Westbrook to the Lakers. Well, he'll join forces with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And in return, they get three pretty good players, most notably Kyle Kuzma, who this year didn't put up huge numbers. But if you look at what he's done in the past, and first of all, as a rookie, he averaged 16 points a game. Then he was up to 19 points a game. The last 2 years, he hasn't played as much. But he can score, and he can fill it up from the outside. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's a decent three-point shooter. Shoots about 34% from beyond the arc. They also added KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, mm-hmm. who is a really good three-point shooter. Last year shot 41% on his career. He's a 35% shooter from the outside. Again, not a great player, pretty good player. He's kind of a like an 11 points a game type of guy. And then they added Montrezl Harrell, who a couple years ago, he averaged 18 points a game coming off the bench for the Clippers. Lakers added him, and he just didn't fit. Didn't use him very much. Of course, they added Andre Drummond as center. They also have, of course, Anthony Davis. And he just wasn't a fit with the Lakers. But if you look at what he did 2 years ago, he was a monster. And he's a monster, like, on the glass.
Yeah. And I believe they control Kuzma and Pope for 3 more years.
Kuzma, I believe, is 3 years. KCP, I think, is 2.
Okay.
And Harrell might be 1.
Harrell might be 1, yeah. I saw he's got a player option, so...
I actually love the deal. I really like Westbrook's energy, and it was a shame to see him go, but I'd rather keep Beal than him. This looks like this, in my opinion, we said this last night on the Facebook Live, this looks like a deal where they're trying to cater to Brad, they're trying to make him happy, they're shaking it up, they're bringing in different veteran pieces. I love what they did in the draft last night, actually, just, you know, moving around, I don't know.
Well,
the biggest deficiency
this team had in the playoffs was shooting and wings. And I know you could talk about defense, but they didn't have wing players. Part of that was that Denny wasn't there. That's why they were starting like Neto. They were desperate. They just didn't have a small forward. Okay, so they had, they were going with Rui, and they liked what they had at center with that rotation of Robin Lopez and Gafford and Len. But they were desperate to do something at wing. Well, now they are loaded with wings, with Kuzma, I would imagine, is going to be the starter. You've got Denny coming back, and then Kispert. And Kispert can flat-out shoot. A lot of people said he was the best shooter in the draft. You've got KCP who can shoot. So now, all of a sudden, your deficiency can be a strength.
Well,
who knows what happens with Bertans?
You added 5 players because they got Aaron Holiday, too. They traded that pick that they acquired from the Lakers, and they traded it to Indiana for Holiday. Is Holiday going to be your starting point guard? Maybe. We'll see. You know, he didn't play a lot this past year. He averaged about 17 minutes a game. The year before, he had about 33 starts, so he had a lot more starts the year before, but he was playing behind Brogdon and T.J. McConnell this past year. So, but he's a good player. He's got good genetics because he's got 2 brothers in the league. Drew Holiday just won a ring with the Bucks. So you added 5 players when you include the 3 from the Lakers, Holiday, and then Kispert. So you certainly got... you got 5 for 1, essentially. So you had to make a move either on Beal or Westbrook. We knew that. That's just a lot of money to pay 2 guys. And they cut costs there. And you control a couple of these guys for the next 2 or 3 years. Kispert looks like he should be a stud. The thing I like about Kispert, Dravy, you can comment on this too. I like the fact that he can play fast. because Gonzaga played fast, and he's a good shooter. Yeah. He knows how to play. He's, you know, he's coachable. He's going to be good in the locker room.
Well, he got better every year at Gonzaga. You're right. He can knock down shots in transition, coming off screens. He's got a lightning quick release. I think it's a perfect fit for the city. Now, I'm biased. I'm a homer. But I think fans are going to love him. That's just what the Wizards needed. They needed guys they could count on to knock down shots. They needed more depth. I think they got better yesterday. Maybe
I think it remains to be seen.
I think they probably did too.
But they also have. They earned an $8.5 million trade exception yesterday that can go into trading for a point guard. Because I can't imagine Holiday is going to be their starting point guard. I mean, they have nothing there.
No, I mean right now they've got Ish Smith. And
those guys are free agents.
Yeah, but they got to sign those guys.
Yeah. Those guys are free agents.
I'm telling you, it is a great unknown.
I know you want Ball.
No, no, I do. I would consider Ball, but I'm intrigued by Danny at point guard. And again, it's one freaking preseason game that I saw him rebound the ball, push the ball up the court, make plays.
Mm-hmm.
I called him Luka Light at that point. He never really got that opportunity with Westbrook and Beal. He kind of became a spot-up three-point shooter because that's just the way the team was. And it's understandable because you got Westbrook and Beal.
Yeah, ball dominant.
I was like, but I would like to see the ball in his hands a lot. Look, the first pick in the draft last night, 6'8 point guard.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Luka does. And I just think that Denny potentially has that type of ability. And I remember Scott Brooks said as much on the show that he had that type of ability, but it just wasn't going to happen last year. And so I'm not saying start him as a point guard, but I'd like to see what they could become if he has the ball in his hands a lot more as a playmaker. And you've got Beal off the ball. KCP is a knockdown shooter, also a good defender.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Kuzma who can go out and get buckets, athletic. You've got Kispert who can knock down shots. You've got.
They still have Bertans.
You still have Bertans.
You got Gafford coming off the bench, maybe starting.
Hey, and I'm just seeing this guy, just seeing the highlights right now. I'm going to watch some more of Isaiah Todd. He could shoot from outside too. He's an athletic guy. I want to see some more though. But dude, I think they definitely got better. They shook it up big time yesterday.
I'm not convinced that they got better because it's just a basic rule: best player in a trade. Usually that team wins the trade, and Westbrook was their leading rebounder, EB. They gave up their leading rebounder, their second leading scorer, their leading assist guy. So you put together a bunch of pretty good players. Is that going to equal what Westbrook did? I don't know. I mean, Westbrook was a monster.
I think this team needed to be nuked. I think this team,
I don't disagree with it. I don't disagree with it. Like, long term.
Look, you're always going to question, did they get enough? You're always going to question that. We're questioning it with the Dodgers and Nets, with Trey Turner. But on paper, they got more players that will play significant minutes.
Well, here's a question. Would you have rather just run it back essentially with the same guys and a new coach? Or would you rather shake it up and add these pieces and with the new coach?
If you're just talking about one year, I probably would have just rather run it back because I think they could have moved up to like a 5 seed. And I don't think the ceiling for this year, I mean, I don't know what else they're going to do. They've got trade exceptions. They've got this. They've got that. They can add other guys, but I think that this team smells like a team that's going to be battling for an 8 seed. And I know that's what they did this year, but I felt like the Westbrook Beal, what they did in the second half was more representative of what they could become. And with Denny back and with a draft choice, I felt like that team would move up to like a 5 or 6 seed, maybe even a 4 seed.
Mm.
Well, let me tell you what I've seen.
I don't think
this team will with a bunch of pretty good players.
Well, we don't know. We have no idea. Let's play it out.
Right. He asked me, they didn't want
to pay Westbrook $45 million this year and run it back with kind of a depleted team. Yes, you're going to get guys back like Denny and Thomas Bryant, but you're going to lose guys. You're not going to be able to go sign big-time free agents. So you were kind of top-heavy.
What it feels like to me is an Oklahoma City move. Like Oklahoma City, when they dealt some of their guys, I mean, a couple years ago, they had Paul George, they had Russell Westbrook. They would get these guys, and they found a way to remain competitive, and they would be kind of a borderline playoff team, but they didn't become a top team. You know what I mean? And that's what I think is going to happen with the Wizards. So
Well, this
team. That question, EB. That's what I feel like they are. They're on the Oklahoma City track to kind of hover around 500.
Well, let's see. Well, again, the Kisperts and the Denny's of the world have to become really
you're
good.
You're not that excited. Is the bottom line? I'm excited.
I'm
to see
not that
new
excited
pieces.
About Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, and.
I'm excited
KCP.
About Kispert. I'm excited. I guess maybe it's because of the draft picks. I'm watching Isaiah.
But they would have had those draft picks, at least the Kispert draft pick, with Russell Westbrook. I'm just saying, if you're asking me which team do I like better, if I take the Russell Westbrook team with Bradley Beal, Thomas Bryant, Rui, Kispert, Denny, mm-hmm. and you line them up against the Holiday, Beal, Kuzma team, I'm mm-hmm. going to take the Westbrook team.
All right,
to
but
win.
Then you're in a predicament because next year. Westbrook's essentially a free agent.
And that's where I understand why they made the move.
And then you get less for him if you trade him.
Like I said, I don't think the move was about getting better for next year. I think the move was about flexibility and getting better down the road.
Right.
I don't think they're going to be a better team in 21-22 than this past season because they got Kyle Kuzma.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
they got
five players.
Yeah, they got a lot more than just Kyle Kuzma.
And if you add Todd, they got six.
Yeah, and they're going to get rid of some guys that we've seen enough. Like, God bless them. But, I mean, you're not really going to win with Ish Smith. You're not going to win with Neto. Some of these other pieces are proven.
Robin Lopez can go bye-bye. I'm sorry.
What's his deal? What's his contract
situation?
He's
a free agent, I think. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm watching Isaiah Todd, and I'm getting psyched. Now, I think that guy only averaged about 13 points a game.
No, he's really young, isn't he? 18?
He's like 19, yeah. But he's 6'9". He's long. He can hit threes. He can hit mid-range jumpers. He can post you up. Now, I mean, there's a reason why I went 31 and not like 10.
Yeah, let's call him a project.
But yeah, I like what I see. I like him more than I like Ish Smith, and I like Ish Smith.
All right, real quick, let's go to Eddie in Centerville. He wants to comment on the Westbrook trade.
All right, Eddie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I agree with JP on this one. Like, you gave away the best player for three players that are, you know, pretty much role players, and that's not cool with me. You sent Westbrook to the Lakers.
So you're unhappy.
Yeah, I'm unhappy because, first of all, I'm a season ticket holder, so I was looking forward to watching Russell Westbrook for, you know, 40 games or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so, I'm also a Laker. I'm a huge Lakers fan. So, I don't like Westbrook coming to the Lakers. He's going to mess up LeBron's rhythm. Like, LeBron and Westbrook, they're pretty much the same. They do the same thing. They're both, like,
it's
triple-double.
It's a weird fit,
dudes.
But that's their problem.
Yeah.
If you're
and,
talking about
and you know
Blazers.
What? LeBron wanted it. You know LeBron wanted it.
Crazy.
He pushed for it.
Yeah.
Well, we read about that. Remember we read about them, like, following his wife or something on Instagram, a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff turned out.
Right. All these guys just want to have talent. That's the thing. They want the best players, right? So the Brooklyn Nets, they went out and got the best players. James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. And they just figure, we'll figure out how to play together. And that's kind of what's working in the NBA. The Bucks are kind of the outlier. The super teams is what has worked in the NBA. And so what the Lakers are doing is saying, we just need to go out and get talent. And we'll figure out how to piece it together. And by the way, LeBron, two seasons ago, led the NBA in assists.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, as he gets older, I see him transitioning more to like a Magic Johnson type role. More, I mean, he's always kind of had the ball in his
hand. Well, he's going to be.
They'll have to go out and get shooters.
They also, LeBron and Davis had injuries this year, big ones. And then when they were off the floor, you saw that those other guys couldn't carry the load, and they just dropped and plummeted in the standings. So now you add a Westbrook, and, you know, Davis is always hurt. LeBron's, you know, getting older. I'm not saying he's injury-prone, but if he is and he has to miss some time or Davis has to miss some time, you've got Westbrook who can kind of carry you. You know, I don't know how the salaries work out, but you're right. They wanted they got the triple
it's
threat.
A star-driven
they got
league.
Three superstars. Can that win a ring? Who knows?
I mean, that's what it is. Like the Clippers, they've got stars. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Like, you got to get stars. And that's why I don't love the deal for the Wizards, because they didn't get stars. They got a bunch of pretty good.
You've got one star now. Yeah.
I like it because they broke it up and they're trying something different.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us in the Gambit DC. Listener lines brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. I was just looking at Oklahoma City the last 5 years because this is what it feels like to me. They've dealt really, really good players because they didn't want to stay in Oklahoma City, including Russell Westbrook. And they found a way to remain competitive. But if you look at Oklahoma City and you get rid of, you know, the early years with Kevin Durant and Harden and Westbrook when they were together.
Before they were making huge, huge money.
Right. Yeah. If you look at kind of the last 5 years, they're a team that's lost in the first round of the playoffs 4 years in a row until this year where they kind of blew it up and were 22-50. They've got a million draft picks. Like, that's how they've decided to go. And to me, what the Wizards did is they traded away a guy who was a triple-double machine, their leading rebounder, and by the way, it wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm.
Their leading assist guy, their second-leading scorer, and they brought in a bunch of pretty good players. The draft picks, they were going to draft guys. Like, I can't say they added five guys. Well, Russell Westbrook would have added two guys via the draft. Okay, to me, it's Westbrook for these three players. And Westbrook's better than those three players. And it's not even close. So I
would agree with that.
I don't love the deal. I like the deal for the long-term stuff because it probably wasn't going to work with Westbrook and Beal, although I would have been intrigued to see what they could have done.
Yeah, you're never going to love the deal 100% because of what Westbrook did on the court. I mean, he produced. But the team, Tommy Shepard, is in a predicament. He's making 44 this year. He would make 47 next year if he opted in, which he probably wouldn't. But even if he did, you can't afford to pay one guy $50 million. You can't pay a guy, and then when you add Beal, you're paying, you know, 90.
And what Shepard said,
you just can't do that.
Shepard said, "We've always said you want to prepare for the big moment and be ready for the big moment, and you'll know when that moment comes because people will be calling you about it. We don't go intending to trade anybody on a roster, but when those moments present themselves in the last 2 years, I think we've shown we're not shy to do anything that we think makes the Wizards better."
So, which I think is true. I think they've done a lot of great things in the last couple of years. I think Tommy Shepard has shown he's got a big giant set on him. Okay,
yeah,
I love what he did. We all did, right? When he brought in Gafford,
I like when he brought in Westbrook. They could have remained patient and stayed with John Wall,
but it didn't work. At the end of the day, it didn't work. I liked, now even though Bertans doesn't defend anyone and he was disappointing, I still like the skill set offensively. If they keep him and Kispert, I like that. I don't know if it's doable, but I like it. And then you no longer, and God bless him, I like all underdogs. I want all these guys to stay in the league and find roster spots, but I don't necessarily need them to be here anymore. But we're going to say goodbye probably to Garrison Matthews, Howell Neto, Ish Smith, Cassius Winston, like bottom of the roster guys.
Bonga.
Probably Bonga, who I like his skill set, but it never worked. Those kind of guys that just did not help this team. And I think you're bringing in, I like the draft picks, and I think you're bringing in some proven guys.
I think 1 to 12, you're better. Do you have two superstars? No, but 1 to 12, you're better.
I agree with that, actually.
I agree you're better 1 to 12, but
isn't that what matters?
No, because you play 1 to 5. Five guys are on the court at a time, and I don't think they're going to be better.
You need a good second team. You need a good 6, 7, 8 guy.
I understand that.
Because they routinely got blown out when they sat Westbrook and Beal or one of the two.
But, JP, they're not a contender. You saw what they were last year.
Right?
They're not a contender with these guys. I know, but it gives them depth and more to play with in the years to come. They can see.
I agree with that. When Eric asked me a question about next year, I don't think that next year's version of the Wizards
isn't a better spot. Who cares about a 7 seed? Why are you so fascinated by getting a 7
seed? Well, I think that the Westbrook-Beal combo, if they were able to add the right piece, maybe could have done some damage in the playoffs. I don't see this team doing it. But it's also the beginning of the offseason. We don't know what's going to happen in free agency. We don't know the moves they're going to make.
That is true.
They had two studs, and they were 4 games under 500 last year.
Right, but the second half of the season was more representative of what they were.
They had two.
Didn't show in the playoffs.
They had two starters.
Bad matchup.
Who were injured, basically, for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you throw in Denny.
I'm impressed by Tommy.
Hey, look, I don't mind shaking it up. You knew it. I was willing to make a move for Ben Simmons.
Well, that's what they did. They shook it up.
They might not be done because I know people were talking about packaging some of these guys for Dinwiddie and all this other stuff. Who knows? They might not be done.
Well, they definitely need a point guard. I mean, if you think Holiday is the answer, you're mistaken. He's not his brother.
No, he's not. He's not his brother.
In fact, his minutes went down from year one to year two. And TJ McConnell's a nice player. He's a nice backup point guard in the league. You're behind him.
I would agree. So maybe he's very small, too. Maybe he's your backup.
I think he's
probably 6'1".
I saw him listed at 6 foot. He's tiny. By the way, the other guy they drafted, that guy Todd, what is his body fat percentage, man? He's 6'10", 6'11".
He weighs
like 205.
He's long and skinny.
19.
Yeah. But, dude, he's athletic. I like what I see.
The only thing I don't like is for somebody who's that tall, 6'10", he averaged less than 3 rebounds a game. That was only in 16 games. I guess he only started 3.
Who are you talking about, Todd?
Todd.
He's not a banger. He's a shooter, mid-range guy who
could
post you up a little bit. Yeah. He's not a banger.
He's a project.
But he has a skill set. I think he could develop.
I mean, think about...
Maybe a poor man's Bobby Portis. Or, you know, I don't know if that means anything to you, but kind of like long, can hit threes, can hit mid-range shots, can post guys up.
Yeah, he's got, you know... Look, he's Chris Bosh.
Think about...
Well, that'd be amazing.
Think about yesterday.
I just meant body.
How big the day was in Washington sports.
It was one of the biggest.
I mean, you're talking about two blockbusters. On the same day.
They traded.
I know there's a lot of fans that are pissed.
They traded away 3 superstars.
Correct.
3 all-stars in one day. Remember that date, July 29th, 2021, when here in D.C. we traded away, let me see.
Actually, 4 all-stars if you add Schwarber.
Yeah, I mean, 3 Hall of Famers. Now, Westbrook wasn't like, you're not going to think of him as a wizard when he goes to the Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
But
no, but they had an MVP.
Scherzer's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and Trey Turner has that potential.
He's on the track, right.
They traded away an MVP on the basketball side. They traded away a multiple Cy Young Award winner on the baseball side, and a guy who is an MVP candidate in Trey Turner in his prime.
Yeah.
Who really... was everything they ever wanted because he had power, he had speed. Great player. Yeah, it's just huge. And I'm wondering what DC sports fans think. Are you upset about this? Are you excited? 800-636-1067. I would think the more upsetting thing is on the baseball side because Westbrook was here for a cup of coffee. Look, they traded John Wall for Westbrook.
Yeah. You knew that wasn't going to be a long-term deal.
Which, by the way, upset people at the time. They were like, ow. How could you trade John Wall? Well, I think that was the smart move. And maybe this will be the smart move. I think it is long term because of the contracts. And we did learn that Beal has not demanded a trade.
Right. So maybe they do sign him long term and you keep a superstar. All right. Let's. You want to hit Marvin and Landover? Let's talk about the Nats deal.
What do you think upsets the fans more, though? It's got to be the Nats side, right?
Probably the Nats. Yeah. I mean,
the trade thing was a shocker to people.
And you're losing... And I know that it was expected, but you are losing your heart and soul, Cy Young Award winner.
I think
winner,
people
no
could understand it. They knew it was unlikely they're going to bring him back. You're only talking about 2 months. Right. Not really that big a deal. The Trey thing is that rocks you to the core.
I mean, it hurts to see Max go to the West Coast, and now you're never going to really see him play because he's going to be out there.
You'll see him in the postseason.
You'll see him in the postseason just because of what he did here. So it kind of hurts, even though you're resigned to the fact that it's part of the business.
But wouldn't it hurt more if he went to the Mets or the Phillies?
Yeah, I mean, Boston was one of those teams that really wanted to get involved too, but I guess they just didn't have the firepower.
I mean,
if you went to the Phillies
are charging with that comeback win yesterday. Were they like four back?
Three and a half back.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies could win the division. But that would probably hurt more.
They could, but they need to add a starting pitcher. They really struggle there. And they might today.
All right, let's go to Marvin Landover. Marvin, what's up? 800-636-1067. A lot to chime in about today, and we got a bunch of guests.
Marvin, which stings more, Westbrook or what the Nats did?
Probably the Nats.
Yeah.
Westbrook, like I said, well, you guys said, he's a one year. So, but losing Scherzer and then the Trey Turner thing, I got a headache when I heard the Trey Turner was part of that trade. I was like, wow. I was like, who are we? Are we the Marlins? Are we going to trade away every player that develops here? And then say, okay, that's enough. We don't want them. We can't afford them. So it's like, well, Juan Soto, we have you for 2 years. He's going to ask for $400 million, most likely, or $350 in 10 years. And we're like, well, we can't pay you, so bye, Juan. It's like we have nothing. Who are you building with?
It's not that simple, though, Marvin, because they have paid big money. They paid big money to Strasburg. They paid big money to Patrick Corbin.
But they have been selective.
It hasn't been every guy. And they have been a top 10 salary team. In Major
this
League
is
baseball.
The first time in the last 10 years or so. I can't speak to prior because I didn't really follow them from 2005 to 2010. But, I mean, they're full-blown gutter. Like, they gutted the roster with guys that they could.
Yeah, Rizzo admitted as much on this show. Rizzo said they've never been in this position where they're just full-blown sellers.
Yeah.
They've either been buyers or a mix.
Marvin, I can see why you're frustrated with the Nats stuff, but you got to remember this ownership group. They chose to give huge money to three pitchers, and one of those pitchers is probably hurt for the rest of his career. I'm not saying he's going to miss the rest of his career, but he's not going to be the same pitcher. And they're on the hook for $35 million a year for 6 years. I mean, that factors in. They look at that and go, oh, I just gave $245 million to this guy, and he's not the same guy. So they try and limit the risks. It's just part of the business.
I understand that. I just want to say one thing before I get out of here, and you guys can cut me off. But what position player are they going to commit to? Which position player?
I don't know.
Maybe Soto. It might be Soto. It might not be. Expect the unexpected with the learners.
And they're hoping all these prospects, like the Luis Garcias of the world, pan out. That's what they're hoping.
If you ask me, do I think they will re-sign Soto? I hope they do. I have no idea if they will.
I'd give it
Any other organization, I think, probably would.
I'd give it a 70% chance.
Give it
their
best shot. But I don't know if we will.
Yep. Yeah. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Massive day in D.C. sports yesterday. Nats trade away, not one, not two, three of their all-stars from the all-star game this year. Kyle Schwarber to Boston.
Max Scherzer and Trey Turner
to the Dodgers.
And their best two relievers.
They trade away their best two relievers.
They don't win the World Series without Daniel Hudson. They don't.
No.
Yep.
You're right.
But the Wizards, also a massive deal. They had the draft. They draft Corey Kispert from Gonzaga, who's a great shooter. But they trade Russell Westbrook, who was a triple-double monster. What stings more for you? 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.